الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له نشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد يا ايها الذين امنوا قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فينظر احدكم ما يخالل وقال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم المرء مع من احبه وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تصاحب إلا مؤمنا لا تصاحب إلا مؤمنا لا تصاحب إلا مؤمنا We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, and to Him belongs the praise alone. We seek refuge with Allah the Almighty from the weakness of ourselves. And we bear witness that whomever Allah guides, he will be guided aright. No one can misguide anyone that Allah guides. That person that Allah leaves alone, without his light, without his guidance, that person will not be guided at all. There is nothing worthy of worship besides Allah, and we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is Allah's messenger and his servant. We ask Allah's peace and blessings be upon his servant Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, upon his great, great, great companions, all of them, his family, and the Muslims everywhere who struggle for Allah's cause. My dear brothers and sisters, I want us, whenever we hear the words of Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to listen, to learn, to understand, and to put into practice. Today's khutbah is based on some ahadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I don't want to just recite it and you just hear it and then we go away, business as usual. We want to hear the words of our messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we want to put them into practice. So today, let us make niyyah, intention, to put these words into practice, the words of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Brothers and sisters, so much wisdom is contained in the words of our beloved messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sometimes he gives us a long speech or narration, and there's some little word in that narration not intended as the major speech or subject even. But yet that word, that little statement, so deep, so full of admonition, so full of guidance. And so today, brothers and sisters, I want to give you the explanation of a hadith and just focus on the last part of the hadith, not intended as the major theme, but yet so full of depths of understanding. And that's the way our messenger Muhammad is, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. By the way, brothers, you notice, you have never seen me wear such robe as this. This is new. He said, what? This is a gift given to me on our last visit to Turkey by the number one sheikh and imam in Turkey, Sheikh Fatihullah. One morning after Salatul Fajr, he stood up, he beckoned to me, took it off his back, and put it on me. Out of respect to him, the one, inshallah, is going to be teaching our 40 children who will be going to Turkey to study. Out of respect for the gift that he gave to me, I thought I would wear it for Jummah, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, you read in the newspaper all the time, somebody was shot at a party. And you hear them say that person was in the wrong place at the wrong time. You hear this all the time. A Muslim brother came to me and said that his son was arrested, went to jail, because he was with some other youths who decided to rob somebody. And so when the police came, they arrested him too. Wrong place, at the wrong time. And today, brothers and sisters, I don't want to talk about the wrong place and the wrong time, though that is implied. But I want to talk about, is the right place at the right time with the right friends? The right place at the right time with the right friends. If you're going to be successful, you must be in the right place, on time, with the friends. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with malaika, angels. You can't see them. They're here right now. We as Muslims believe what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in Quran. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam believes what Allah has revealed to him, and so do the believers. أَمَنَ الرَّسُولُ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. He believes. Every one of them believes in Allah and His angels. Do you know, brothers and sisters, we have probably half the people for Jummah prayer service came after I began the khutbah. People coming in. Do you know that at each door of the masjid, even our humble masjid, Masjid al-Taqwa, over there in Bedford Avenue, where you come in the entrance, when you were coming in, you didn't see the angels sitting there with a book open writing your name down. And the sisters sat on Bedford Avenue. As the sisters came to Jummah, they didn't see the angels there. But the angels were sitting by the door, writing down the names of the people who came to Jummah prayer service. And did you know that when the imam got ready to give the khutbah, the angels closed their books, folded their books, and they sit down. They're sitting here right now. We can't see them. What are they doing? Listening to the khutbah. If you don't believe what I just said, you're not a believer. These are not my words. These are the words of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we believe in angels even though we can't see them. And they're here right now with us. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has angels, and their job is to go around the earth, up the streets, looking. What you looking for? Ahlul Dhikr. The people who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in company. They gather together for the purpose of talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whenever the angels go around and they see the people, the Muslims, the believers remembering Allah, they come and say, come, come. And then they circle us, the believers, or the believers, and then they ascend into Jannah to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah the Almighty, even though He knows best, asks the angels, "What are my servants saying?" And the angels say, they're saying, "Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah." That's all they're saying. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks the angels, "Do these servants that are glorifying my name, saying that I'm the greatest and saying glory be to me, do they see me?" And the angels said, "Wallahi, no Allah, they do not see you." And Allah asked the angels, "What if they saw me?" And the angel said that if they saw you, O Allah, they would be strong, ashadda, in doing this. Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. They would be stronger. You know, brothers and sisters, I want to stop here and say this. A few weeks ago, I was sitting in a car on the way from Newark Airport with a brother. And he said something to me that had a profound effect on me that impressed me very much. He spoke about a brother that he knew. And he said that this brother, for the last 10 years, every Thursday without exception, he has dinner with his mother and father. That impressed me. Every year, every Thursday, to take time to have dinner with your mother and father, that impressed me. The consistency that he met his parents. Now, there are people who meet each other for the pleasure of Allah. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks the angels, "What are my servants asking for?" And the angels say that they're asking for Al-Jannah, paradise. These people who get together, they ask Allah, they say, "Oh Allah, please bless us with Jannah." Not everybody. Because these people don't care about Jannah. We don't hear them talking about paradise. We don't hear Mr. Bush talking about paradise. We don't hear Mr. Cuomo. We don't hear Mr. Clinton, Mr. Perot. We don't hear them mention about Al-Akhirah, the hereafter, do you? Never. You don't hear that. And you won't hear that. You won't hear your professors talking about it. You don't see it in the newspaper. They have sensationalism in the newspaper, but these people who remember Allah, they sit down and they ask Allah for Jannah that they don't see. Others laugh at us, make fun of us, make mockery of us. You're talking about something you can't see. But yes, we believe in the Jannah. We believe in the hereafter. And we ask Allah. No, we beg Allah for the Jannah. Ya Rabb. Beg our Lord for the Jannah. If you embarrassed to ask Allah, I'm not. Allah, please bless us with Jannah. Bless me, my family, and bless the believers with Jannah. Even if you're ashamed to ask, I ask for you. Because Jannah is real. So Allah asked the angels, did they see the Jannah? Wallahi, no. They didn't see the Jannah. What if they saw the Jannah? Don't you know, brothers and sisters, if Allah showed us the Jannah, what we would be? You think we would eat again ever in our life again? Will Allah show us the Jannah? We can see it. We will be stronger. Oh Allah, please bless me with that Jannah because I can see it. But we can't see it. We have faith. Iman bil akhir. We believe in the hereafter even though we don't see it. What are they seeking refuge from? Allah asks the angels. Allah, they're seeking refuge from the hereafter, the hellfire. And nar, jahannam, the fire. They're seeking refuge from you, from the fire. Do they see the fire? No, wallahi, these people don't see the fire. They don't have eyes to see the fire. But yet they believe. All of you sitting here believe in the fire. You're afraid of the fire. You don't want to burn in the fire.
You have faith in the fire and you say, Allah, I seek refuge with you from the fire whose fuel is stone in men. You believe in it because the Quran speaks about it all the time, and the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam speaks about it all the time, but you believe in it, and so therefore you ask, oh Allah, please spare me from the fire. My family, the believers. And to talk about hellfire, you consider ridiculous in this society. You're backwards because you have the nerve to think and talk about the hereafter. But don't you be afraid or ashamed to talk about the hereafter. Be a doctor and talk about the hereafter. Be a lawyer and mention the hereafter. Mention the hellfire. Yes. Be a teacher and mention it. Be a scientist and mention it. Tell your friends about it. Why? Because you believe in it. Allah asks the question, well, what if they saw the hellfire? Oh, if we can see the hellfire, brothers and sisters, we would be strong and asking Allah, seeking refuge against that hellfire. You think you can eat, brothers and sisters, knowing what's coming? Seeing it? Seeing the suffering of people? See people's skin burn? And new skin grow and burn again? And new skin grow and burn again? See people drinking boiling hot water flames surrounded by fire? Hellfire is real. And then listen to what Allah says to the angels. And this is the part I want to take out, to extract today. This little part. Allah says to the angels, then I make you bear witness. Ushidukum. I make you bear witness that I forgive them. This is great. Brothers and sisters, one of the greatest gifts you can ever have from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is His forgiveness. We need His forgiveness. We do. We need Allah's forgiveness, all of us. None of us is without the need of Allah's mercy and forgiveness. You want a good gift from Allah? Ask for His forgiveness. But listen to this. فَقَالَ مَلِكٌ مِنْ مَلَائِكَ. One of the angels said, there was a person at that moment who just happened to be walking by. لَيْسَ مِنْهُمْ. He's not of them. Just, he came by for some need. Him too? Your forgiveness for him too? Yes, him too. He will not be frustrated in that circle, those associates. Him too. In one narration, a Muslim says, and there happens to be a person who walks by, a sinner, and he just sat down among them. He's not of them. He just happened to sit down. Forgiveness for him too? Yes. For him too. Why? He's in the right place at the right time. And you got to understand about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why you must know the right places to be and the wrong places to be. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that those places of the city most loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, masajid, the mosque, the masjid. Allah loves the masjid. Why? Because the masjid is set up for the worship of Allah, set up for the remembrance of Allah. You come to the masjid to remember Allah the Almighty. And Allah loves that. And of all the places of the city that Allah hates the most is the marketplace. Does Allah hate every marketplace? Not necessarily. But what happens in the marketplace? The lies, the deception, the trickery in the marketplace. No ethics. Trying to get over, lying, beating somebody for money. The marketplace. that people kill for you, kill for money. The marketplace. How many souls lost in the marketplace? Money! Slaves of money. And lose your soul and go right to hell. Wrong place many times. Want to get to the right place? There is no better place than the masjid, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet, there are some who never ever visit the house of Allah. Muslims, hardly ever. Some once in a while, well, today is Yom al-Jumu'ah, let me go. It's the tradition of my country, and after all, I'm supposed to be Muslim, so let me go sit down in the masjid. But you don't see them in the week. You don't see them on the prayer line. Because they don't have the masjid in their hearts. They don't have the right place in their hearts. What's the right place? For women. Best place for a woman is a home. Oh, here we go with that chauvinistic teaching. I didn't say it. Prophet Muhammad said it, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even the prayer of a woman in her house is better than the prayer in the masjid for a woman. Why? Because there's no pressure for the woman to come out to go to the masjid like it is for the man. But brothers and sisters, we must admit that the modern home now is different from the home 1400 years ago. A woman can stay home 1400 years ago and be righteous, but now a woman can stay home and have all kinds of evil right in the home because of modern conveniences. Videos, radios, television, and Shaitan comes all in the house. So not good enough for the woman just to be in the house. She must be in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the remembrance of Allah. So now, brothers and sisters, we have to dig deep. I say this as I conclude. وَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And hear this, brothers and sisters, and hear it well. لا تصاحب إلا مؤمنا. Do not become friends except with a believer. Can you do it? Who are your friends? المرأة مع من أحبه. A person will be with whom he loves. Who do you love? Do you like hanging out with Kafirs? Do you not like to be with Muslims? I don't want to be with that Muslim brother. All he do is talk about Allah. Talk about the angels. Talk about the hereafter. Talk about Jannah. Talk about hell. I don't want to be around him or her. I don't want to be around that stuck-up sister. All she want to do is talk about worshiping Allah. I don't want to be with her. I'd rather be with my Kafir friends. Why? Because my Kafir friends, we go to parties. Wrong place. We go to parties and have a good time. Wrong place. We stay up at night, 12 midnight, 11, 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning. What you doing? Having fun. Honey, you going to the masjid today? I don't want to go to no masjid today. It's boring there. I don't want to go to no masjid. Where you want to go? I want to go to the wrong place. And the danger is, not only do you lose your soul, but now, you lose your life. Wrong place. Can I tell you one of the worst places as I sit down? One of the worst places to go is a discotheque. One of the worst places you can go is a discotheque. Get out of there. Everything wrong there. If they don't bring drugs, men come looking for girls. Where the girls? And if there ain't no girls there, they're gone, man, because they're going there looking for girls. We don't want that crap. Why you want to go there? You want to build something? Build a masjid. You want to build something? Build a school for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want to build something? You want to invest in something? Invest in something that's going to save lives and bring souls to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't invest in some dunya. لا تصاحب إلا مؤمنا. Don't make friends except for with believers. Why? وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليل فينظر أحدكم من يخاله. Because a person will follow the religion of a very close companion. Therefore, let every one of you be very careful whom he shall choose as a friend. Don't do it for me. Do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Care for whom you choose as friends. Those who have kafir friends, non-believing friends, associate, yes. Invite them to the deen, yes. Be best friends, no. Hang out with, no. Start today. Cut it. Grab one.